Welcome to the Melanin Talk podcast. If you enjoy what you hear today, be sure to send us a message, an email. You can visit our website, melanintalk.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/melanintalk. Well, let's dive in to what we have today. So we're just getting through the holidays, which means I have a very funny story to share with you guys today. So this episode is called When Woke Goes Wrong. Something you'll hear a lot in the Black homeschool community, a question that's frequently asked is, what do you do for history, right? How do you teach your kids honest history, history that's not whitewashed, history that's not one-sided, but honest history, without putting them in a situation where they're feeling less than, right? Because you don't want to just spend all your time in history talking about slavery and, you know, all my life we had to fight. You don't want to have to do that for your every history lesson. So my kids, I've been blessed to kind of follow their lead this year when it comes to history. Somehow my daughter got really into Harriet Tubman. And so she's been reading books about Harriet Tubman. She wants to be just like Harriet Tubman. But with that comes a lot of the narrative that white people were slave owners and black people were slaves. And my kids are not very placid. So she's reading this and she is taking it as if this is life today. And she's ready to fight. Okay, she's like, we need to free the slaves. This is not okay. I mean, she's ready to be mini Harriet Tubman. So we go over to my family's house for the holidays, for Thanksgiving dinner. In our family, we call it Indigenous People Day. And we go around and we say what we're grateful for, as most families do. This little girl says, this is my oldest. Let me give you a little bit of background. She's my oldest child. She is 7. And so it gets to her and she says, I just want to thank God for saving us from all the dangerous white people. And then she turns to my sister-in-law and says, but not you, Auntie. You're not dangerous. Now, mind you, my sister-in-law is not white. She's half white, half black, but she looks white. And so it was just, everybody's like, what are you teaching? Lee, what are you teaching your kids? And I'm like, listen, to her, this is just like the slaves were just freed. I mean, she's reading this. She's engulfing herself in this world through books. And the books are written for children. So it's not like she's reading material that's not age appropriate. But when she's like, I thank God for saving us from the dangerous white people, I mean, to her, this is a constant narrative that has come up in our history. So this is my challenge, y'all. A, my daughter has wonderful white people in her life that love her very much. B, history doesn't lie. So when I'm talking to her about, you know, Indigenous people, yes, you know, the colonizers from England came over and stole the Indigenous people's land and murdered and killed and pillaged their villages and their women and children and took over. And this is, you know, where we are today. And yes, they did go and colonize Africa and steal slaves from Africa and bring them to the United States and enslave them. And we have things that we're dealing with today as a result. And I mean, she's hearing this narrative and I'm still telling her, I'm still exposing her to the people of other races that love her very much. But in her mind, she's connected this correlation between these horrible historic events and white people. And I do not want her to judge a whole race today based on something that large majority of them were doing in the past. So That has been my challenge, is to put everything in perspective. So I've been bringing up some things like, well, you know, the Quakers were very against, they were very against slavery, and we had some people during slave times that helped Harriet Tubman that were white. You know, it wasn't something that she did by herself. It was a collective effort, and exposing her to the fact that there are people out here now that are white that see things that are wrong in society and point them out, even if it's not to their benefit, even if it's not something that is going to make their life easier or their life more comfortable. And so I just wanted to share with you guys. I mean, homeschooling is not without its moments of entertainment and its challenges for sure. So that's my story today about when woke went wrong. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you guys enjoy. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share as you see fit. Have a great day. Bye.